Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Money Morning Podcast. As usual, my name is Ryan Clarkson-Ledward, and I'm here to talk about some of the events in markets this week. In particular, we need to discuss what the hell happened on the London Metals Exchange, because on Tuesday, market watchers witnessed something historic. The price of nickel on the LME went absolutely berserk. From a closing price of just shy of US $30,000 per tonne last Friday, it soared to over US $100,000 a tonne on Tuesday. And while it has since pulled back from that extreme high, it is still trading around US $48,000 per tonne at the time of writing. For a popularly traded commodity, that is extreme. Even the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, while it has certainly played a part in all of this, can't be solely blamed. No. See, the real reason for this massive spike was margin calls. Turns out a handful of highly leveraged short sellers were on the wrong end of a big squeeze. As a result, when they couldn't front the money for what they owed, the LME price went parabolic. And while personally I am bullish on the long-term prospects for nickel, this news has given me pause for thought. Frankly, this is a black swan event. There's no other way to call it. One that appears to have been smoothed over for the most part, but begs a whole lot of questions. The big loser in all of this nickel frenzy is Chinese billionaire Zhang Guangya. As the chairman of Tsingshan Holding Group, the world's largest nickel producer, he had a huge stake in this nickel short, a strategy that is employed by many commodity producers in order to hedge their own output and try to stabilize prices. Unfortunately for Zhang, who is better known as Big Shot, he has been caught out. Estimates suggest he may be down as much as $11 billion. But while those losses are extreme, it seems unlikely Zhang will actually have to pay that cost, at least as far as we know. LME has already stepped in and halted trading while this mess is being sorted, and Zhang, according to Bloomberg, has already secured new loans and promises from JP Morgan and China Construction Bank, as well as a handful of other Chinese credit lines. In other words, he's been bailed out. It's just yet another display of the disparity and lenience afforded to the elites over everyday people like you and me. I can guarantee that no investment bank would be coming to rescue us if we were caught up in this short squeeze. But that's all part of the game then, isn't it? After all, Zhang isn't the only loser here, just the most prolific. Because while the cost is certainly high, it likely won't matter all that much to his own fortunes or that of his company now. What does matter, though, is the precedent that it has set. Investors are cheering from the sidelines as the price of nickel, oil, wheat, and a bunch of other commodities skyrocket in price. A rally to end all rallies, and has people greedy for gains. I'll admit, I've even been somewhat swept up in all of this. It's hard not to be when you consider the fact that Russia, a huge commodity exporter, has been outlawed from trade, basically. All logic suggests that supply is going down, so prices will go up. In the short term, that will likely still hold true. We're already seeing many of the industries and sectors related to these commodities benefiting from it. First it was energy stocks, now it is nickel. Who knows what might be next? So in this regard, there is money to be made from all the chaos in the markets right now, and that is something that you should be looking for and chasing, if you want to. What is disturbing in the long term, though, is who will be footing the bill for these gains. Because as this nickel fiasco has shown, commodity markets have become a dark playground for leveraged capital. If that all goes up in smoke, then the real carnage might just be getting started. That's why you can't rely on the easy logic in all of this. Markets are far too unpredictable for that. And that's where the question of money, margins, and credit comes into the mix. because his infamous Credit Suisse strategist, Zoltan Pozsar, states, if you believe that the West can craft sanctions that maximize pain for Russia while minimizing financial stability risks in the West, you could also believe in unicorns. What Pozsar does believe in, though, is a changing world order, one that will be defined by the destruction of monetary systems as we know them. Keep in mind, I'm not telling you this to treat his words as gospel. He may be right, he may be wrong, but all that matters is that he is offering a perspective few else are. In his view, liquidity is quickly becoming the global economic issue. By cutting off Russia and subsequently raising the price of key commodities, we are seeing, and may continue to see, more and more margin calls like the one that has happened in nickel this week. That means more squeezes, more credit, and a whole lot less liquidity. It's practically the same story as 2008, just in commodities rather than housing this time. A situation where too many market participants are over-leveraged in collateralized assets. And if the funding runs out, you know what? Hits the fan. So does that mean you should run for the hills while you still can? No. Pozsar's scenario has yet to play out. And like I said, he may be wrong. But the reason I wanted to share it with you is because it is worth knowing about. The best way to not only make money in markets, but also retain it, is to stay aware. And right now, with the way markets are acting, you can't afford to be uninformed, even if it means considering the possibility of unlikely events. After all, no one would have predicted nickel prices going to over US$100,000 per ton on the LME this week. But that didn't stop it from happening, did it? It is often the most improbable events that winds up catching investors off guard. Which begs the question, what should you do in the long term? Well, as Pozsar concludes with his commentary, after this war is over, money will never be the same again. And Bitcoin, if it still exists in his words, will probably benefit from all of this. After all, the last big liquidity crisis was the catalyst for Bitcoin's own creation. It seems only fitting that the next one would crown it as the king of modern money. Until next week, this has been the Money Morning Podcast. Thank you.